Hello and welcome to Good Vibes Only Radio, a podcast provided by Anchor FM and Spotify. This is your host, Fiordalisa, aka Miss Positive Soul. We are running a little behind today due to difficult technology, but here we are coming live to you from New York City. Hey Arno, how are you? I can't believe that we have known each other since 2012. How you doing today? So I've been following your work for quite some time. And I have to tell you, some of your poetry has helped me to keep me inspired throughout my writing journey.
Well, I'm glad it helped somebody.
But... Yeah, I remember when you first published your first book around the time we met, Trials and Tribulations. Mm-hmm. And then you did Urban Musing. I can't never say that word. Musing, right?
Yeah, Urban Musing.
And then we did you did Random Thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And most recently, you published To Live and Die in America with 3 K's, which we will discuss later. I am sure the audience wants to know a little more. And before we start, I'd like to say that you also got the 2015 National Poetry Award winner for Freedom Poet of the Year. That was an amazing accomplishment. Congrats on that again. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. So, let's start this. All right, now. So, the first question is, just please tell our listeners a little more about you and what it is you do.
At this point right now, I work for the VA hospital.
Okay.
I work in the laundry department.
Okay.
My job is to deliver laundry to all the different wards and clinics.
Wow, that's amazing.
I get a chance to visit with a lot of veterans and a lot of folks. So it's pretty rewarding.
It sounds like it is. Thank you for sharing that. So when did you first notice your passion for writing poetry?
I wrote my very first poem in the 3rd grade. The teacher was looking for somebody. We had a classmate who had perished, and she was looking for somebody to write something in their own words.
Okay.
So I was like, hey, I'll give it a shot.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, I wrote the poem. And didn't do anything else writing-wise until I got to high school.
Okay.
We were studying poetry in English.
Okay.
And I would write stuff and the teacher would read it and she'd look up at me. I could tell when she was reading my stuff because she'd always stare at me. And she'd go back to reading.
Mm-hmm.
So it just so happened that my English teacher was our sponsor for our senior class.
Okay.
And she came up with this idea for somebody to write a poem about our senior class, and it would be read during graduation.
Wow, that's amazing.
And she came up to me and she said, you know you're going to say something. I'm like, no, I'm not. She's like, yes, you are. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Oh, my.
She said, yes, you are, because if you don't, you will have to go to summer school and you will graduate with everybody else.
Oh, my God.
And I said, give me 10 minutes.
Yes.
Wrote a poem, mm-hmm, and gave it to her in 10 minutes.
Okay, now.
Well, wouldn't you know, guess who ended up winning the contest?
I bet you did.
And I ended up having to stand.
That's beautiful, though.
Up,
mm-hmm,
in front of everybody, while one of my best friends, who was our class president, ended up reading it.
Oh, what? So they didn't let you read it. Somebody else read it.
And that was fine because I didn't want to read it.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm sure you did. Oh, my God. Well, that's amazing. That's a nice... Wow, that's beautiful. So you had your passion for a while.
Yeah, I've been kind of dibbling and dabbling off and on for a while.
Okay.
I wrote for a little bit when I was in the military.
Okay.
And I actually started writing a year before I met you. I started in 2011.
Okay. All right. That's
right. And a couple of friends of mine noticed.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki Cockrell and Kenneth McKnight.
Mm-hmm.
Kenneth was the owner of a group called Poetry in Motion.
Right, right. I remember that, yes.
So they stuck me in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been pretty much writing ever since.
Okay, yes. I remember we used to post our poetry on Facebook when we first came out, and like you could put it like in notes and everybody would comment on it, and I'm like, oh my God, like this, I have to see what this is about. So that's how I met a lot of my author friends, through Facebook, definitely. So let me ask you something. What inspired you to write your latest book?
To Live and Die in America. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a little background on it.
Okay.
That book was originally supposed to come out in 2016, okay, which would have been 2 years after Random Talk.
Okay.
I was working on it, and you know how you get these feelings and stuff about something ain't the right time for something?
Oh, yeah.
Something told me you need to hold on to this.
Right, right.
So I did.
Mm-hmm.
And when Walter Scott in North Carolina, when he got shot by the cop and they tried to plant the gun, and Philando Castile and a bunch of other folks.
Okay.
I got that itch, and that little voice said, okay,
it's time
for this to come out.
Gotcha. Okay, I got it.
Mm-hmm. So, I had some of the original poems that were in there. I added some more stuff to it.
Yes.
And last August 14th, as a matter of fact,
mm-hmm,
was when the book came out.
Okay.
Which was about 6 years to the day that I had originally planned for it to come out.
Wow. Okay, well, it came right on time. That's how it goes.
Yeah,
right on time.
They think things happen for a reason.
Yes, yes. Well, some amazing book, and excuse me, I am sure our readers are going to be delighted to read it, as well as me. So, what books are you reading right now?
To be truthfully honest, I haven't picked up one because I've been so busy at work, and I've been adding my voice to other anthologies and stuff. As a matter of fact, there's one coming out. It's supposed to be published July 4th.
Okay.
It's kind of an international book.
Oh.
The people that run the group are in London, England.
Wow, that's
and
amazing.
It's called Absolutely Poetry.
Okay.
And
okay.
I will have 5 pieces in it.
Okay. Yes.
When it comes out, so that's kind of what I've been doing ever since I wrote in the anthology you had.
Right.
If I remember right, I've written like about 11 or 12 anthologies.
Wow, that's amazing.
Then yours.
Wow, that is amazing. Yep, that's how you get your name out there, right?
Well, it's true. It is.
Yes.
It's daunting, though, to an extent, because you want to put your best work out there, so it can put a lot of pressure on you.
Right, that's true.
But but to see the finished product, one of the ones that I'm most proud of that I did was one that William Peters did after Trayvon Martin got shot. He did one for him.
Okay.
And the proceeds from the book went to the family.
Oh, that's beautiful, yes. Oh, the course is beautiful, yes. I mean, just to be able to help.
There was some big heavy hitters.
I want to read that. I definitely want to read that.
So that one is the one I'm the most proud of. I'm like, if I can stand up with these folks, right. Okay, I'm pretty decent.
Hey, you've been for a while since I've known you. All right, with that said, who do you consider to be your writing mentor? Like somebody that's helped you to accomplish your writing and, you know, or influence you, rather?
Gentleman named Alan Simmons, who's no longer with us.
Okay.
He helped me to flesh out my characters.
Okay.
Because you write different things and you put characters in them, but it's almost like sometimes you're writing cardboard,
right?
And if the people in your pieces don't have their own personality, people get no feeling out of them.
Right, exactly. Yes, understood.
One of the one things I've always been told about my work is I paint pictures with my words.
Yes, amen to that. Yes, indeed. I can attest to that. Yes.
So, if anything else, I would have to say him, because he was the one that got on me about fleshing my characters out. So I would have to say him.
All right. Okay. There you have it. So what do you like to do when you're not writing?
Read.
Okay. That works. That works a lot. It goes together, right?
Read and listen to music.
Yes, beautifully. Yeah.
I love jazz. Mm. Actually, I love a lot of types of music. But jazz will get me in the mood to write. Sometimes I'll hear something on radio, and it'll inspire me to write something.
Okay.
I've written pieces. I wrote a piece that was inspired by one of Marvin Gaye's songs, one of Believe It or Not Pink Floyd's songs. It just really kind of depends on what kind of mood I'm in at the time.
Got you. Understood. So, do you have any advice for new and inspiring authors or poets?
Yes.
Okay.
Write to your own voice.
Okay.
Don't let anybody tell you what you should or should not write.
Right. That's right.
They're not doing. they're not doing this. Right. You are.
Exactly. Love that.
This is your voice that you're projecting out to everybody else.
Yes.
You have to be able to project yourself.
Right.
Instead of listening to everybody else and what they want you to do.
Gotcha. That's
always, if nothing else, always be yourself.
That's beautiful advice, and I thank you for that. Because I'm still in my writing journey, as you know. I publish a book like probably every 6 years, but I do the best I can. All right, so can you tell me a little bit, anything upcoming projects that you have? I think you discussed that a little bit in the beginning. Any upcoming projects you're working on right now?
Actually, I am. If I ever get off my rear end and finish it. I'm working on a detective novella.
Oh, okay.
The characters, I'm kind of going away from poetry, but I'm not.
Okay.
This guy is based out of Riverside, California, which is not too far from me.
Okay.
And he was a Riverside police detective, and he retired to become a private investigator.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
he is what I'm working on right now.
Okay.
The working title right now is called Death is the Name of This House.
Okay. Okay. Well, I look forward. I look forward to reading that. It's like a mystery.
That's what I'm working on.
All right then. Okay, so where could we find you, your publications, or how do we get in touch with you?
You can find me on Facebook.
Right.
I have a poetry page called The Tiger's Den.
Okay.
It has everything I've ever written is on that page.
Right, that's
My website is authoranthonyarnold.com.
Okay.
I have a blog called Musings of Anthony Arnold.
Okay.
What else do I got? Oh. to find my books, okay, you can either go to Amazon, and they're both paperback and Kindle.
Okay.
Or you can go to my website, and if you happen to want your books autographed, there is a section in my there's a section on my website that tells you how to get that done. But you can get my books either way, either by Amazon, and I think they're still on Barnes and Noble as well.
Okay, that's
awesome. But definitely Amazon and my website.
Okay, there you have it. So, do you have any final words for our listeners?
Do you?
Okay, I love it.
No, I say that for a reason.
Yes.
Especially if you're writing. Do you?
Right. Right.
Because nobody can tell you what to write,
right,
or how to write. They can give you advice, but they can't tell you what you're gonna write. Be happy with yourself. Don't let yourself get discouraged because you don't think you're that good.
Got it.
Remember, some of the best poets in the world, mm-hmm, had to start out in the beginning.
Yes, and just indeed. Okay, so there you have it. That was an amazing conversation here with Anthony Arnold. If I say so myself, thanks for stopping by and having a conversation with Anthony. I hope that we get together soon. It has been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
All right, have a good one.
Thank you.
You too. Bye bye. A special thanks for our listeners. Thank you for your undying support. And please don't forget to share the link. Come back soon for more positive affirmations, weekly inspirational quotes, music, and inspirational stories from people just like you. I wish you all love, peace, and happiness. Signing out, Fiordalisa.